Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Now, Central Tablelands Water have received approval to proceed with the next stage of the review into Lake Rowlands and the water storage area that is associated with it. I thought we'd find out the details of what all this means. Gavin Rhodes is the General Manager of Central Tablelands Water. He's online. Gavin, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Mate, this is, I'm guessing, good news. $1 million up for grabs that the New South Wales government's committed to you to complete the feasibility study for Lake Rowlands.
Yes, that's right, Neil. It's fantastic news. We actually received $1 million back in December 2019. It was announced by the New South Wales government as part of the drought recovery process, or drought for regions program.
Yep.
And that $1 million is to go towards a feasibility study to augment Lake Rowlands, or looking at augmenting Lake Rowlands. So we kicked off that study not long after we received the money, back in December and early January 2020. And the first stage of that process was to do a high-level strategic business case, which involved looking at various options of enlarging Lake Rowlands or augmenting Lake Rowlands. That included raising the dam wall at Lake Rowlands, the existing dam wall, and the other options were looking at a new dam further downstream of Lake Rowlands.
Okay. So further downstream on the Bulubula, is that what we're saying?
No, on the Cooming Creek.
Lake Rowlands
is located on the Cooming Creek, which then flows down into the Bulubula. So we submitted that business case, that strategic business case, back in June last year in accordance with our funding deed. And we've been at a hold point since that time, waiting for the DPI Water to make a decision on which option for us to do a further study on, or more detailed concept design.
And has that been determined?
Yes, that's correct. And now we're at that stage now. We've finally got approval to move forward with that detailed concept design of raising the Lake Rowlands dam wall by 2.2 metres. Which will increase the capacity from 4.5 gigalitres to 8 gigalitres. So,
wow! So nearly doubling it.
That's correct. Yes, doubling the usable capacity of Lake Rowland. So okay. It is fantastic news.
All right. So you're preparing the business case and the study here, and after that's done, I guess it's still a long way off seeing any sods being turned and work commencing.
Yes, that's correct. We'll continue on with that study. And once that study is completed, we anticipate that'll be finished by the end of this year, 2021. So that will then be submitted to the government under the relevant funding stream for their consideration to move forward with the construction phase. So this is the feasibility study. And now, as I said, we can get on now with that detailed concept design, review of environmental factors, and wrapping that up with a final business case. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention too was the Water New South Wales project that's happening at the moment, and that's looking at transferring surplus water from Lake Rowlands across to Carcor Dam by way of a pipeline. This project is being undertaken, as I said, by Water New South Wales as a final business case, and with both projects aligning, that being the Lake Rowlands augmentation project and also the Lake Rowlands to Carcor Dam pipeline project. So we're hoping that both projects will be finished by the end of this calendar year.
Okay. I mean, there's no doubt, and I'm sure all agree that firming up and securing our water storage here is so very important. It wasn't that long ago that we were crying out for rain, and we know now that how important it is, and the governments are backing it up with lots of funding. So, mate, I wish you all the very best of luck with it. Gavin Rhodes is with me, the General Manager, Central Tablelands Water. The next stage of raising the wall at Lake Rowlands is underway in terms of the conceptual and feasibility study that is involved to make that happen. Mate, thanks for your time this morning. Have a good day.
You too, Neil. Thank you.